Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now let's talk about something that may delight some of you and I think shock others. It's the nature of the beast. A number of parents seeking assessment from TUSLA to educate their children at home trebled in 2020 and has continued to increase sharply this year. So what are the challenges and indeed the rewards of combining the full-time roles of parent and teacher? I'm joined now by one mother who made that choice and is now PR officer with the Home Education Network, Catherine Monaghan. You're very welcome indeed to Drive Time.
Thanks, Cormac.
Now, can we start with your own decision to educate your son? It's not an easy one to make, I'd say, to decide to homeschool your child. When did you make that decision?
Well, we decided back when he was kind of, you know, 3, 4, when his friends were all starting to go to school. And I guess I just kind of had a gut feeling that, you know, it wasn't for us straight away. He's very happy, very social little kid. But, you know, we were having a great time at home. He was thriving. We had a busy life, you know, lots of friends, lots to do. And, you know, he was learning. And I guess at the time I thought, well, I didn't really want to, you know, send him off to somebody else for the best hours of the day,
yeah,
5 days a week.
And I totally understand that. Any parent would, but then most parents obviously make the assessment and they say, okay, I really love my children, but do I have the discipline and the commitment to do this day in, day out for the next number of years? It's a huge commitment, is it not?
It is a big commitment. And I think probably the best advice I got at the beginning was to just, you know, take it 1 year at a time. So in the beginning, we just said, well, let's just do it for this year. Let's put off school for a year or two and see how we go. And so we really just took it year by year.
Okay.
You know, it's pretty daunting to think ahead to the teenage years when you've got a 5-year-old.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long have you been doing this now?
Well, he's turning 16 next week.
Wow. So how's it gone?
Great. It's been a wonderful experience, you know, in many, many, many ways. And, you know, he's thrived. He's happy. He's learning. It's not perfect, of course. Nothing's perfect. School's not perfect either. It's been a great experience for us.
Yeah, nobody or nothing is perfect, and that's for sure.
Exactly.
So when you decided, Catherine, to homeschool your child, how did your family and your friends respond?
Probably a bit of a mixed response. Most people were just curious. Of course, there's always kind of somebody who likes to kind of give you a bit of advice about what to do with your own family. Mm. But for the most part, we were very fortunate. Our families have always been very supportive.
Yeah.
And most of our friends, you know, I think as well, after a while, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, I had a very happy child who was clearly learning and doing well. So, you know, there wasn't really anything to argue with in that regard.
Yeah, and getting one-to-one treatment, which you simply don't get, obviously, in a classroom full of between 20 and 30 students. But can I ask you the obvious question, Catherine, based on the year and a half that we've had, and parents have been homeschooling their children for periods at a time over the last year or so, while working as well. And an awful lot of parents have said they will never, ever want to go back to that experience again. They found it so stressful. Could you relate to that in any way?
Well, look, I think the thing about it is that what people have been doing during the school closures, you know, is literally school at home, you know, trying to kind of tick off the tick the boxes that the school are giving them. You know, that's not what home education is for most people who are home educating. You know, one of the main benefits of home education is that you can tailor an education to, you know, you can follow your child's interests, you can learn things in a way that suits them. So you might be learning the same things or some of the same things that are on the school curriculum, but you're doing it in a way that your child enjoys, in a way that suits your family, at a pace that your child enjoys too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very different experience.
So do you have to follow the curriculum as they would in junior infants, senior infants and so on? You don't?
No, you don't. Not at all. I mean, there are people who would maybe use it as a bit of a guide. So you might kind of look and say, well, okay, this is roughly what's happening in, you know, first class or fifth class or whatever. Certainly when people start off, they often do that. And but, you know, you can choose to do those things in whatever way you like. You don't even have to. You don't have to follow the curriculum.
Okay. So your son is about junior cert age, would he? Would he be?
He would be going into fourth year if he was in school, yeah.
Did he do the junior cert?
No, he didn't.
So you don't have to do the state exams either?
No, You don't. No, absolutely not. So some children, some might choose to do the Leaving Cert, some might do the Junior Cert, but you certainly don't have to. There's many other kind of pathways, a lot of, you know, pathways into third level education. A lot of home ed kids might do CTAC courses. They might wait till they're a mature student. They might do a bridging course. There's lots of different avenues into
wow,
third level.
It really kind of, you have the option of taking the stress out of it in many ways. So Will, do you know or have you considered or discussed with your son if he'll do the Leaving Cert?
Well, we've talked about it a few times. I don't think he will, but he could well decide to do it. It really depends what he wants to do afterwards, Cormac. You know, so I guess the thing to do would be to maybe kind of think, you know, what might my child want to do in college if they have an idea, and then work backwards from there and say, what do I need to get in there? Is the easiest way to get in there with a Leaving Cert?
Yeah.
If so, maybe we'll go to school or, you know, do it externally. If the most kind of straightforward way is to do a CTAC course and then apply, a CTAC level 5 course is equivalent to a Leaving Cert. So you can do that and apply through the CAO to college that way either. So
it's amazing, really, because you're having to, or I suppose, do you know what it is, Catherine? You're outside the box. You don't have to think outside the box. You're outside the system. So there are far more ways to skin a cat, I suppose. But tell me this, though. How do you know if you're keeping up, so to speak, or if you're covering enough ground?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, we're just learning and moving forward all the time. And I don't really test or, you know, do exams or anything like that. I don't worry too much about what, you know, whether he's doing, you know, fifth class maths in third class or whether he's...
Yeah. But is there any state assessment of how you're doing?
No, there isn't. So once you register with TUSLA, you send in your application form. If you've decided to home educate, send in your application form. TUSLA will acknowledge that and you're then legally covered to home educate. So what happens then after that is at some point, now there's quite a wait at the moment, but at some point you will have an assessment. So somebody from TUSLA will either assess you online, maybe, you know, during COVID times or over the phone, or they'll come and see you and do an assessment at home in your home, or you can meet them. You don't have to have them to your home. You can meet out somewhere.
Okay. Is that strenuous, that assessment?
Well, it's more an assessment of the parent, really, to make sure that they are kind of, you know, providing opportunities for their child to learn. No one is assessing the child to make sure they're at, you know, third class level or anything like that. So, I mean, my thing is we just need to be kind of moving forward. And really, this is what the assessors are looking at, too, that your child is learning, that you're progressing all the time. And, you know, normal life, you know, we're human beings, we're driven to learn. Children are driven to learn naturally, you know, so they are going to kind of move forward when they're allowed to, you know, follow their interests and, you know, that happens anyway. And I think the thing is learning how to learn, knowing how to learn.
Come here, I have a million questions for you, but I have about 60 seconds left. So I'll ask you two questions, right? Do you have any advice in for parents who are thinking about this?
Yeah, I would say go on to henireland.org and all the information is on there about how to apply. There are contact details for people in almost every county in the country. This list of Facebook groups. All lots of resources and blogs and podcasts and all kinds of things linked on there.
Okay, my last question is, do you have a school tour?
A school tour? We have lots of them. We have school tours every week.
Every day. It's fascinating to talk to you, Catherine Monaghan. The very best. Look, you seem to be doing a great job by all accounts, by your own account
thank
anyway.
You.
PR officer with the Home Education Network, Catherine Monaghan, thank you for joining us on Drive Time.
Thanks very much.